Hello.
Oh, hi, Jamie.
Yes.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Happy Friday, right?
Yes.
So I was just following up. I know that we're having trouble with the payment, but then I got some emails from you relaying that you weren't aware of the monthly charge and that you were thinking about canceling.
Yes.
Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you
mm-hmm.
agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the second. And in order
mm-hmm.
to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's
mm-hmm.
a $249 past due balance on the account, and
mm-hmm.
we can't even cancel the account with a past due balance. However, the good news is you're only past due for that 1 month because come October 2nd, it would reoccur another charge. But there's
mm-hmm.
a couple of things that we can do to make things even a little bit more affordable. Your program, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, it does include $100 worth of extra Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, we could remove those Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay, with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of people prefer a package like that because you could always call in and put those Facebook ads on later if you wanted to.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, naturally I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $249 to $149, but if you think that would work, I would get it overridden for you. Also, I want to ask you, have you seen the website that we built for you yet?
No, I don't believe I have.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah. No, it's absolutely beautiful. There's a little red orange banner at the top right now that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment, but the site is
mm-hmm.
laid out very beautifully. It's organizingoasis.net. I'll send you a text so that you can look at the site. So,
okay.
You know, that's something being that it's 2023 that you probably need for your business anyway. Oh, I like the QR code on there, too. That's cool. A lot of people don't do that, so you're one step ahead of the game. You put that on there. That's awesome. Yeah. Good for you. Yep. Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't seen this yet, but maybe... Maybe you weren't available when they did the first. They're supposed to call out and do like a first touch and show you the dashboard and the site and all the progress. And maybe for some reason they missed you that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What card do you have on file? I'm not even sure what card you guys have on file for me.
Let me double check. It is a MasterCard ending in 8898.
Hang on, let me go see if I can do it. Okay, here. Let me look at that account real quick.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. So I know why that card's not going through. Because I use it for my business, and it's like maxed out. That's why.
I see.
But I do have another one that I could put it on. But do you – would I have to pay the $240 before I did the one, whatever it is?
Oh, no. I'll get it overridden for you, and I'll put you into that $149 package now. So I'll reduce the past due balance to $149.
Oh, that would be amazing if you could do that.
Of course. Yeah, no problem. Like I say, a lot of people like that package anyway. So, you know, you get the all of the bells and whistles just minus the Facebook ads. So you don't even have to worry about those. Okay. So for the new card, Jamie, is it still the Academy Drive for the billing address or is that different?
No, that's the same.
The same. Okay. So I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay. It's 5178.
Okay.
0069.
Okay.
1645-7460.
460. Okay, expiration?
9/24.
9/24, and then the little code on the back?
Is 593.
593, okay. So I will get your authorization for the $149, and moving forward, you'll be grandfathered into that rate, so it won't go up for you moving forward. Something else I'm going to do to help you out with the payment, since your billing cycle is on the 2nd, today's the 15th, so I don't want you to get charged again on October 2nd. That's two payments too close together. So I'll push the next one out 30 days from today, which means you're paid in full until October 15th. Okay.
Oh, that's amazing for helping me.
Yeah, of course. I'll help as much as I can. I'll give you the heads up that little orange banner on the site, now that you paid, that will be removed within one business day. So we're in California. It's only 11 in the morning. I'm pretty sure they'll get it down today, but if not, no later than Monday. Okay.
Okay.
And then you already have a 5-star rating on your Google listing, but I sent you an email that says learn how to get more reviews. So it will help you get some more fresh 5-star ratings. And as those come in, that will also help you get better results. And then I'll send you a second email with your login to your dashboard. That's so that when you do have time, you can kind of go on there and you can see the results in real time. And then also you can make edits to your website from the dashboard as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's pretty self-explanatory. But, of course, if you have any questions on either one of those emails, just feel free to give us a call, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much for your help.
Oh, no problem. And have a good weekend coming up, too.
Thanks, you too.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. Bye.
Bye-bye.